You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actor Aaron Ashmore. In the retreat, Renee and Valerie are a couple at a crossroads in their relationship, so they decide to leave the city and spend a fun weekend with friends at a remote cabin. However, when they arrive there, they discover something far more sinister, as a group of militant extremists are determined to exterminate them. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Ashmore about what it's like to play the bad guy, the unique voice of the horror genre, and which role from his diverse career he'd like to revisit if he had the chance. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hello. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for chatting with me.
It's my pleasure.
It's mine. I'm thrilled. And awesome. I've been a fan since all the way back since the Smallville days. So
Boy, nice. old school.
That's right.
It's been quite a few years, you know, since those days, I think.
Yeah, I actually just read Rosenbaum was in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he and Welling are trying to get it back up as an animated series.
That would be super cool.
Yeah, so that was what they were sort of saying. They were hoping this is here. I'm spreading rumors to you.
No. That's look. If Rosenbaum's saying it, it's got like a 50% chance that it's, you know, could be true or could be something true. That's happening. Yeah.
Well, I think what the comment that I read was they were hoping to pick up where they left off, but then they could just do it straight up animated and
yeah.
series on HBO Max or whatever it is.
I feel like there would definitely be an audience for that.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me about the retreat, which was great. It was really great.
Yeah. I just saw it the other day too. And you know, it's always interesting when you read it and then you're, filming it and then to see how it all comes together. And I thought it worked really, really well. The pacing was awesome because sometimes those movies, it's like there's stuff that hangs that you're like, oh, okay, whatever. But this, I thought from beginning to end, it moved really, really well. And I think that, I think people are going to really enjoy it.
Yeah. Scary. It's a lot of fun. It is scary. That's actually a good question. That's interesting. You know, when you're filming it, is it a different experience to see when it comes out? Like, or do you just sort of think, oh, I'm reading the script. Oh, this is exactly what I expected.
No, it's usually different. And it depends how involved you want to be in the process, but especially something where I only had, limited scenes in the film. So there's just so much of it that you're not actually involved with shooting. So to see how all that stuff plays and the choices that the other actors make, the look of the film, because when you're shooting it, what it actually looks like and all that, you don't see. I mean, it's amazing what they can do in post and even with lighting, what it looks like in the room and what it looks like on the camera can be wildly different. It's always a bit of, especially with films, like when you're working in TV, I feel like it's easy to reference a show. If you're coming in as a guest star, it's like, oh, well, I know this show. I've seen this show. I know what it looks like that type of thing. But for a film, especially, I feel like a lot of the time the stylistic choices they make are very specific and you don't know till it's all said and done. It's all put together.
That's true. I never thought of that. The fact, like if you're a guest star on a show that's been on for two seasons, you sort of know exactly how it's going to look because you have an idea of that. But a film is a one.
And the tone, the humor, the pacing of things, sometimes the writing is really, they want it to be quick and snappy and, all these different things that by watching something that's already on air, you can kind of get a feel for the tone. But for film, when you're only there for like a month or a month and a half doing something, you're discovering those things and trying to find them. And sometimes you don't know what they are or exactly see what they are until it's all said and done.
Right. That's fair. Well, what is it about this role that attracted you to the retreat?
Well, I've been doing a few other interviews today and I've said the same thing. And that is that this is not a type of role that I would have gone out of my way to play, a killer, basically. But a killer
a
is not, yeah, a bad man. Yeah. Let's call him a bad man. But what really drew me to the project was that this is a style of film, a slasher, a thriller that we've seen a million times, but the beauty of storytelling is what lens and what angle you're looking at the material through. And I think that that's what sort of intrigued me, but was that this is a different take on a slasher movie, and not so much that people who don't, you know, who don't watch a regular slasher movie or style of slasher movie, but I think it's just a different perspective. And I liked what they were trying to say. And I liked the idea of, you know, these people, queer people leaving the city and feeling unsafe just for the fact that they're queer and they're out in the country and the safety of, you know, their neighborhood, their friends, or all those things, their safety network, their whatever is not there. And that's an interesting story and a perspective that I don't have, but watching this movie made me think about that and be like, oh yeah, it's true. Like, I wonder what that must be like for people who, you know, leave the safety of their surroundings to go do something, go out like that. And it became very relevant when we were shooting, because one of the locations that we were shooting at, we were having lunch in this garage, and there was a big Confederate flag hanging over in the garage. And apparently the locations, we weren't shooting in there, we were just there. And, but the locations asked the person, like, hey, listen, can you take that flag down? Because there's, you know, people of all different, you know, races, whatever, all working on this production. And the guy was like, nah, no, I don't want to take that down. Wow. So again, not something that, like, I saw it and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird that there's a Confederate flag, but it, you know, it was a big garage, it had all sorts of stuff in it. But some people, on the crew were like, we were having lunch and they're like, I can't eat in here. I'm not going to sit here under this flag and eat my lunch, you know? So, and that, you know, we were out in the country, not too far up in Canada. Like, it's, you know, just these ideas and these things that make
that
it. Yeah. That's in Canada. Yeah. It was in Canada. Just north of Toronto. And so it made it feel very relevant, even in just making the film in the 3 or 4 weeks that we were shooting it, something that you wouldn't think would happen or would be present. You know, we think that we're a very, inclusive, tolerant, people in Canada. That's our reputation, I think, to a lot of, I mean, you know, that's arguable, but I think that worldwide, that's something that, you know, potentially people think about us. But then you see these things, you know, right in your backyard that you're just like, wow, I wouldn't have thought that that would be there. So there you go. That's a bit of a long-winded sort of thing, but I think it's an interesting story that sort of accentuates how important telling stories like this are, and including those perspectives, queer perspectives and genre movies.
Yeah, and that's such a great part of this film. It feels so unique with its voice. And, you know, thinking about horror films, especially in the last few years, I mean, it's always been the case, but I mean, especially in the last few years, I feel like the horror genre has been one that has really given us freedom to talk about some pretty complex and difficult issues, you know, whether it's Get Out, The Invisible Man, all sorts of these things. What do you think it is about that genre that opens the door for, creates space for those conversations?
Well, I think, you know, sci-fi has always been a genre that's been, you know, easy to tell stories because you can kind of subvert the ideas where you're talking about the politics or something that's happening on Earth, but you can sort of frame it alien races or different things. And that's always, to me, has been really interesting of how you can talk about things, in a little bit more of a subversive way, maybe. And I think that, you know, probably sort of similar thing in the horror genre, although it's a little bit more upfront, some of these things, if we're talking about racism, if we're talking about homophobia. And I just think that there's intense stories to be told in genre stuff, particularly in horror. And so I think it's just literally, we're just, who are making these movies now? I think probably a lot of the time, if you, and again, if you look at all the horror classics, all the guys, it's mostly, you know, older white guys, like that's who's been telling the story. So once we allow different people to tell a horror story or a genre story or whatever, we're going to get a slightly different view on that. And I think that that's just what's happening across the board in the film industry, is that we are now giving people who didn't have a chance to tell stories the ability to do that. And these are the stories that we're getting. And some of them are going to be about racism and homophobia, sexism, and that, because that's is the world that we live in. And so the stories that are being told are going to reflect that.
Yeah, I like that you say that. Is there's been a power given back to the storytellers, to new storytellers.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah, different people, not just the same perspectives. And I think that that is important for giving people opportunity. But I also think that the quality of movies and stories is going to be better because these are perspectives that we haven't been necessarily given or seen in film. And I think for most of us, those are interesting things, like slightly different perspectives on topics are interesting. And I think that that's what we're really going to see is that people are going to respond to a lot of these films, these new voices, these new perspectives, because for a lot of us, it's going to feel new. For a lot of people out there, that will just be their perspective. You know, people of color and queer people are like, yeah, that finally somebody's telling our story. But I think for a lot of us, though, these are going to be new perspectives and interesting perspectives.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. I think the more people we give opportunity to share those stories with and tell their story, whatever the genre, the better it is for all of us to hear those different perspectives.
I think so too. I think that's what I'm interested in seeing, and I think that most other people are will also feel that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what is it that you hope people take away from the film? Like, hopefully they see it in the theater.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's the best. But
yeah, I mean, I hope. It's sort of horror movies are such an interesting thing, especially slasher things, because we watch them to be frightened. Obviously, that's what most of us get out of it. I think a lot of us sort of have fun also watching these crazy heightened things, even though they're terrifying and can be like twisted in that. I think that there's, for some reason, there's a little bit of fun sometimes, maybe more so with the like more campy, gory stuff where it's definitely not grounded and or doesn't feel too grounded in reality. But I hope people enjoy it. I hope people are willing and open to the perspective of our main characters. And yeah, get a little something out of it other than just like entertainment. I hope people take a little bit into it, but I think it is an entertaining slasher movie. So it's so hard to say. It's hard to say what people will take out of things, but I, at the end of the day, it's a film, it's a movie. I hope people enjoy it for whatever those reasons are. I hope that, you know, people don't just watch it and are indifferent. I hope they feel very strongly about it, negatively or positively. I think that's how you know you're doing your job well, is people have a strong reaction, whatever that strong reaction is, and not a meh. I guess that's always what my hope is for a film or a project that I'm in, is that people have a strong reaction to it one way or the other.
Oh, I think that's great. And it really is a solid film. I enjoyed it. The fact that, like we talked about, the new perspectives, I appreciated that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we wrap up, I mean, I think this is your last question of the day. It's a soft goal. Yeah. I was just wondering, just for you personally, Aaron, you know, you've been in a lot of worlds, you know, from a lot of different worlds. I was wondering, is there a role or a series, since everything is on streaming now and anything can come back?
Yes.
If there's a role or a series you wish you could revisit, is there one that you would do?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been very, very fortunate in a lot of the television roles that I've played, that they're shows that I really enjoyed making. I enjoyed working with the people and also just the content and the characters. So, I mean, somebody was just telling me that they heard that Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling are maybe trying to get an animated. Was that you that was telling me that?
It might have been. It was a highly accurate source, whoever it was.
Was that
this conversation?
Okay, it was. Okay, we've already talked about that. Okay. Some interviews in a row. So I was like, is that okay? So boom, there you go. That would be cool. So there's a very reliable source that I'm talking to right now, but my mind has gone blank because I've already done a few interviews, so I couldn't remember where I heard it, but it's from you. That they're talking about that. That would be very, very cool. That's the only thing that I've really heard about, like a reboot or like a whatever, but Warehouse 13 was a great show that I got to be part of. And there's still been like a really strong fan following at conventions and that sort of stuff. So if they wanted to do like a movie of that, you know, like an hour and a half sort of movie, that would be fun. Also, Killjoys, I absolutely loved. If they wanted to come back and have like an old Johnny Jacoby as a mentor to some young Killjoys in a new series, I'd be down for that too. So basically any of the larger television roles that I've been a part of, I would in a heartbeat go back and do like a movie or like a spinoff or something like that. Yeah, I feel really lucky that I can actually say that about the shows that I've worked on, that I would love to go back and work on them again.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. And, you know, if I'm talking to Rosenbaum or any of the other, I'll let you know.
Tell him I'm in.
Anyway, thanks so much, Aaron. I really, really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun.
It's my pleasure. Take it easy. All the best.
Thanks. Have a good day.